Our Friday morning continues with Washington County Today, and once again, your host, Don McCown.
And the 49ers are taking on Cincinnati Bengals at 1 o'clock in their new stadium in south of San Francisco. And Monday evening, if you don't like Monday football, how about turning on the radio and listening to Gonzaga? They're playing Pepperdine, and that tip time will be about 6 p.m. That's Monday night. Niners on the air Sunday morning on KUIK. A lot of good things happening in Washington County, and a lot of good things happening with Intel. All the good things they've done in helping out the air show and made it one of the most successful, probably the most successful air show that we've had in 28 years. So as things grow, things get better, and that's pretty natural, and that's a good thing. And I think you will always enjoy listening to KUIK and our high school sports. We do about 160 high school sports throughout the year. It's an 11-month program now on KUIK, so you can hear football, boys and girls basketball, baseball at the end, and it goes all the way through to July. So we do a lot with high schools, and I think we're just we're really proud of it, but more than proud, we're happy to put it on the air. We've got great announcers, and high school sports are great. College sports are great. You get into the pros, and it's a totally different game, which we expect. And but high school and college are really fun. We carry University of Washington on the station, Gonzaga basketball, and we do a lot of sports, and we enjoy it. I hope you listen all the time. Jim Ruffner, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Don.
And how are you?
I'm doing great, trying to stay dry and warm.
Well, it was dry 50% of the time when I came to work this morning.
There you go.
So, I think we're, well, first let's talk about Hillsboro Pipe and Supply, and tell us what your company does and how long how old you are.
So we've been around since 1978. We started in Hillsboro. We moved to Cornelius. So we're based in Cornelius now. We have a pump service where we service people's residential, commercial, agricultural pumps. But we also sell drainage pumps and drainage supplies. So we sell that out of our store here in Cornelius.
Well, I know the many things you have done on my property with running pipe through the ground, and also you put our well in many years ago. And incidentally, we started at the same year that your parents started, and you were just down the road from where KUIK was, and that was in Jackson Bottom.
Yep.
And anyhow, now they have this big store and a lot of trucks and a lot of people, and you've really grown. But the question today might be, Jim Ruffner, is when it rains, like, I mean, when you look out the window and it's just a steady, like, big drops, it doesn't take too long before there's more water on top of the ground than it seems to it's able to handle, and then we get floods. How well is Washington County able to handle 2 or 3 days of 2 or 3 inches a day?
Well, we have
Washington County. What's water do when it just comes down so much at one time for hours?
So water always takes the path of least resistance. It finds the low spots, and it will pool up there. And Washington County is, we're pretty fortunate because there are quite a few wetlands and things like that for the water to flow to. What we have to be cautious of or careful of is making sure that the water doesn't pool and pool up around our home or underneath our home. So we have to be cautious of that when we're getting ourselves ready for rain like this.
So a homeowner can if they have, well, this is not the Midwest, where every home in the Midwest has a basement. We don't always have basements on this far west, but the homes that do have basements are likely to get some moisture coming in it, correct?
They are, yes. And even homes without basements are going to have crawl spaces, and those crawl spaces can fill up with water also. And most homes are going to have insulation on underneath the floor, and you don't want that water in the crawl space to come up and soak that insulation. Or you don't want it to pool up underneath there enough and stay there so that it starts to damage your foundation. So it's important to get that water out from underneath your home.
And you mentioned about the path of least resistance. So sometimes to keep the water removed from your home is with a shovel, right, in a little ditch or...
Sometimes
or call you guys.
Yep, sometimes it's with a shovel. You can also put some drainage pipe around your home so that it will channel the water away from your home and into a location that it's okay for that water to pool up. If you're not able to get all of the water channeled away from your home, you can put a little sump pump underneath your home, and all it takes is getting in the crawl space, digging down, putting a little 5-gallon bucket and a little sump pump that has an automatic float on it so that you can pump that water out from underneath your home.
And that sump pump can be electric, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Almost always they're going to be electric. So one thing that homeowners need to be careful of is that if they're getting underneath their home and there's water up underneath their home, it's important to turn your power off before you get underneath there to do any searching around or looking for anything, or if you have a pump that needs to be repaired, because you don't want to get underneath there with you grounded in the water and get a jolt of electricity.
And I suppose that does happen, doesn't it?
It does happen, so it's important to be careful of that.
And so what does Hillsborough Pipe and Supply, what kind of a role do you guys anticipate playing every winter when we don't have this much rain every winter, but when it does happen?
So what we do, we can kind of be as involved as you want us to. We have the parts and materials that we will sell through our store. If you'd like to come in and get those pumps and pipes and hoses and things like that you need to get water out from underneath your home, or just to move water away from anything that you have that you don't want water to be pooling up underneath of, we can sell you the materials, but we also have service crews that can come out and do the job start to finish. So if you don't want to be the one crawling in underneath your crawl space, because it's not always a fun job, if you don't want to be the one doing that, then we have crews that can come out and do that installation, and we can do those repairs for you.
So you got on it a moment ago, but water underneath your house can be more than just an annoyance, can it?
It can be, because it can start to cause damage on your foundation. You don't want to get soft spots and things like that where your foundation is going to settle. So it's important to keep the water out for that reason. But it's also important to keep it away from the insulation and the woodwork that's underneath your home also.
Boy, I tell you, I think some people, when all the things I've learned and helped my dad with, there was three of us boys, and we were digging all the time. We were just one home away from Johnson Creek, and I was somewhere, and I think somebody here at the station said, and the H would like to want to live around Johnson Creek. Well, we grew up, I mean, you could not throw a football there, but we were at least 75 yards close to the Johnson Creek, and I called my sister the other day. I said, so where's the water, sis? Because she still lives there. She says, it's hitting, and that's what we call when the water gets to the top of the bridge. It just bashes into it, and so water just blows up in there about 20 feet. It's really cool if you're a little kid, you know?
Yeah.
And not too close. She says, it's hitting. I says, it's full. That means the creek is full. But so our dad was digging trenches. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, there was really not a lot of sophistication in planning or anything else. We bought a used house, and, you know, everybody did. So when somebody calls you up, what will HPS do? What will you do? And say, man, I got some water. I got it everywhere. And most people don't know anything about water. I mean, in this case, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. So if it's an emergency, we'll get right on it. We have same-day service to take care of emergencies. Whether you have too much water or you don't have any water coming out of your well, we'll get out there and get you taken care of so that the water gets moved, or that the water in the well gets into your home so you can flush your toilets and take a shower. Mm-hmm. But we also, if you have kind of a longer-term project, we'll send somebody out, take a look at the site, give you a free estimate, kind of talk you through things that you need to be aware of when you're making decisions about where to entitle and those other sorts of things, so that you can make a good decision and have a system that's going to work for you for a long period of time.
And that is the answer, right? Because you might get through the next couple of weeks, and then the water goes away, but in 5 or 6 or 4 or 10 years, we're going to have it back.
It's going to happen again, yep. And then the other thing to think about when you're making those plans is that a lot of times when rain comes like this, power goes. And so it's important to kind of be prepared with backup power. And so we also sell generators. Of all sizes, a generator that can just help you keep your water pump and your refrigerator going. And we also sell generators that are designed for your whole home, so you can sit and watch TV and do other things while other people are without power.
Well, I'll tell you, it took us a number of years, but we have a generator. We're out in the boonies, and we use it sometime every year, even if it's for just a morning, because the electric company cannot possibly keep all their juice flowing like nothing is happening. But the windstorm is almost as bad as the water can be.
It is, and especially during this period of time where the ground is saturated, if we get any sort of windstorm at all, the trees are susceptible to blowing down and causing power outages. So especially when it's rained a lot, it's important to have that backup power.
So our front yard now is not in the category of spongy. It is a liquid to the height of the, not the height of the grass, but it's beyond mowing, but we don't generally mow this time of year anyway.
Right.
But talk to us about tiling. How does that work? And this summer, when the ground gets hard again, what would you do? Because you're likely to get a phone call.
Yeah, any areas where you don't want to have water turning into kind of a bog or a soggy mess, when you put drain tile underneath the ground, that drain tile is going to allow the water to get into it and flow away from that area. So it's still going to be... it's still going to be wet. It's still going to be soft. You're still going to have a little bit of mud, but you're not going to have that area that's going to turn into a mud bog, because that water's going to be flowing away instead of just saturating the ground and turning it into a muddy mess.
So I'll just say naively, well, where does the water go and how does it flow?
So it's going to flow downhill, and that's the thing that you have to do, is you have to kind of plan for where that water needs to flow. And so it needs to flow to an area where you're not worried about it puddling up there. If you have a low land that you're not so concerned with, or if you have a drainage pipe that ties into your city water system, to the city stormwater system, you can tap into that and allow that water to flow away.
And the pipes you put in the ground, and do you put straw or gravel around those pipes?
Normally, you're going to bed it in gravel so mm-hmm. that the mud and the clay that's in our soil doesn't clog up the perforations in it. So you'll bed it in gravel, and then that will allow the water to enter the pipe and then flow away from that area.
So these pipes have holes in them?
Yeah, they're perforated. You put perforated pipe in the area where you want to move the water away from, and then you'll put solid pipe elsewhere as it's traveling away from that area.
And so it, as it goes through the dirt and then down, and it runs into a pipe and there's holes, and so it goes because of gravity feed, and it just goes left or right or whichever direction you want it to go?
That's correct, yep.
Does it work?
Oh yeah, it works. That's why you see farmers that their livelihood is dependent upon the keeping the water out of their soil when it gets muddy and messy like this, and not allowing it to get saturated. They'll put drain tile all the way through their fields, and so if a homeowner wants to do the same thing for whether it's their garden or their yard or those sorts of things, it's also going to work for them.
And not so long ago, on Cornell Road, across from the airport, 20 years ago or so, or maybe a little bit more, the Washington County Fairgrounds was total lake, as I recall. a total lake. I mean, just flooded until a lot of volunteer farmers and people like your company, Hillsborough Pipe and Supply, got in there and start digging a ditch and tiling that away and making it move, making it get out of there.
Yep, it definitely works.
And it sure worked over there. I saw some water standing over there, but it's not, and it was about, I don't know, 50 feet long and 50 feet wide, just a puddle, but it wasn't the whole, you know, 80 acres or 100 acres. So how do we, would we just, would somebody like yourself come out and take a look?
Yes. So give us a call. We can schedule a time for somebody to come out and take a look and help you understand where your tile needs to go, where we need to run the water to, and then what we need to tie into and those sorts of things, so that we can help you make the decisions, like I said, that will help you have a system that will work for years to come.
And maybe you can look underneath the house as well, right?
We certainly can. We can look underneath the house and see what kind of things we need to do underneath the house if you want to put a sump pump underneath your house, and then where you need to run that water to, because that water has to go somewhere, and so we have to have a plan of where we're going to pump the water to.
Well, that's terrific, and I think you know, Washington. We were talking about the earlier with the city manager of Cornelius, Rob Drake, about the growth of the cities out here in Washington County. And so now that we're at 559,000 people, a lot of those people had to come from somewhere, and maybe a good percentage of them didn't come from where there's a lot of water.
That's correct, and a lot of them are going to come from areas where we still have a number of wells in our county also, and so a lot of them are going to come from cities and things like that where they didn't have to worry about well water and a pump that they had to repair to make sure that they had water in their homes. And so we've been around for long enough that we can help them understand what kind of issues they're going to run into, what things they need to plan for, what kind of maintenance they need to make on their system, and we're happy to help people with that information.
Well, now on a well, which we have, is there any possibility that I could turn on the water this afternoon when I get home for a glass of water and have it be muddy?
Most of the wells that have been installed within the last 30, 35 years, they've been sealed very well. And so you're not going to get the surface water into your well because when the well is drilled, it's sealed off, so that the only water that's going to come into that well is from the aquifer below. There are some wells still in the county where they haven't been sealed well. And so in that case, if you are getting muddy water, we can talk to you and help you understand what you need to do to get that well sealed off. But we can also provide recommendations for well drillers that can come out and help you do that sealing.
Well, I would say that's a pretty important thing to do. It's not just drinking a little bit of muddy water. We've all been kicked. Well, you played football, and you know what it's like getting a mouth full of mud and water. But it's not something you want to do on a regular basis.
That's very true, because the surface water that could potentially get into your well could have bacteria and other things, nitrates, that are going to be harmful for you and your family. So it's important that you, if you're concerned about that at all, we can take a water sample, we can take a water test, send it to a lab. They can tell us if there's anything getting into that well that's going to be harmful for you to drink. And then we can talk about recommendations that we can make, whether we need to get the well sealed off, or we need to put some sort of a filtration or bacteria killing system onto your water system.
Well, it is an important thing, and I think the worldwide, the most deadly thing in the world is unclean water, and there are nations that just have, they take their water right off the surface that has been used for water for other purposes, and we're so fortunate out here that if you're not on city water, you can certainly dig a well and with HPS and have them drill a well, and which they did at my house 30 years ago, and it's still working, it's still fine, and because we have to have water, we have to have clean water. We can go without a lot of things, but we have to have clean water, and flooding is always a a challenge for you guys, right?
It always is. And like you said, it's important to have that clean water. And so if people are concerned at all, they should get their water tested. They need to make sure that their water is clean and pure, and not doesn't have any harmful substances in it. And if there is, don't panic. There are things that you can do. There's technology that we have to make sure that the water that you're drinking is clean and pure.
So if everybody would get a pencil now and a piece of paper, and if you have any questions or are suspecting that there's a problem around your house because they say the rain is going to continue all the way through next week, and then maybe it will lighten up, which we all hope. But in the meantime, you can call and correct me, James, if this is not correct, but 503-357-4217, 357-4217, and they're a big company, and Hillsborough Pipe and Supply, they're all over the county with everything to correct problems, so you might call. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thanks, yeah. Don.
And then the last minute or so, I'd like to tell you that I had some fun years because we had a daughter your age, and watching you play football at Harris Stadium and then Glencoe, you played some good football. Those were wonderful years.
They were a lot of fun, and the most fun now is that I get to have kids that are coming up and are going to be that age soon, and so I get to be involved with them and their sports, yeah. So that's a lot of fun for me.
And their grandpa.
That's right. Yeah. He's very involved also.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, Jim Ruffiner of Hillsborough Pipe and Supply, they do have solutions, and sometimes you can just get it over the phone, or they'll come out and... Because you may have a water problem now and think, well, it's going to stop raining here pretty quick, but it isn't meaning that next year the same problem is going to be there. You just have to, it's part of being a homeowner. That's all there is to it. You have to deal with it sometime. And this is a good company to do it, and it's 503-357-4217. Jim Ruffiner has been my guest, and thank you very much for the education, Jim.
Thank you, Don. Have a great day.
You have a good day yourself, and say hello to everybody.
We'll do.
And we'll all bow to the east and hope the rain, this heavy rain, will slow down a little bit.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll talk to you soon. I'm Don McCown. This has been Washington County Today, 49ers Sunday morning. Monday night is Gonzaga basketball with Pepperdine and High School Southridge at Wilson tonight with Matt and Scott. We'll talk to you next Friday morning. We'll be right back.